The Gym, Part 4. Unbeknownst to me, there was a butt plug with a long, silver, furry tail in his bag. With cheerful admission as he pulled it out, he informed me that I wasn't going to need any lube. He was right. Drenched from our earlier oral encounter, he had prepared my bottom to receive its insertion easily, and we both knew it. While I could still feel the reverberation, he was already spreading me and zoning in on the hole between my cheeks. Exposed and filled with randy thoughts, my body arched on the bench to give him the best view possible. He was so hot, I didn't care what he did to me. The plug easily found its way to my opening, teasing me. Several times he moved it slightly in and out. Instinctually wanting to swallow it whole, I tried sitting back on it. He pulled it away. He wanted to control me and was doing an artist's job of it. Finally, after tantalizing my anus for long enough, the plug with its long tail easily glided deeply inside of me. I sucked it up. Sexy thoughts filled my mind. I couldn't help but start to wiggle, partly to get comfortable with something slipped up my ass, and partly to compound the euphoric sexual energy it generated. Whoa. Taking slow, deep breaths maximized my enjoyment from this welcomed occupation. While still squirming, he completely disrobed me of everything. I was naked in front of him and our reflections. Studying the blissful reaction from my now nude and tailed body, the mirrors viewed his package growing. Still bent over the bench, our images continued watching as he swept my tail aside, spread my legs further apart, and began pulling and flirting with my open, swollen lips below. He was thrilled to play with my most erogenous zones, and it made my mind go crazy. The sounds escaping my mouth compounded our pleasure. His mouth couldn't help but begin feasting up my inner thighs, leaving a trail of adolescent hickeys along the way. Ticklish, what started as a giggle quickly turned into deep breathing, and soon moans. Once again holding me still, he chewed and quaffed his way up to my most vulnerable female self. His lips began to lightly kiss the set between my legs. All were supple, warm, wet, and soft. It was difficult to identify every move because our lips were joined in slippery unison. Each suck sent multiple hot waves deeply inside of me. He mouthed me carefully, working his tongue around my clitoris, leaving it tantalized and wanting more. Our liquids dripped down my thighs as my hips and his head swayed together. Eventually, his tongue found its way to the entrance of my pussy hole, a secret place I allowed very few to mouth, but he knew he could have me completely. I felt his dedicated body between my legs. The soft hair on his head began sweeping against my thighs in contrast to his slightly rough beard. With ease, his tongue began its journey into my hole, making me squirm even while being restrained. No matter how deep, he wouldn't give up his search for my G-spot. My body convulsed in pleasure, feeling the heat from his mouth as he tasted deeply inside. I reeled from the orgasmic waves he was producing while we both drank in this most sloppy, intimate meeting with complete ecstasy. The sheer definition of erotica. Triumphantly retracting his tongue from its spelunk into my cave, it took a moment to recalculate my place on the planet. We sat still, catching our breath and smiling from the salacious journey we'd just traveled together. I found myself once again redistributing the blood in my body as he slowly guided me up off the now slick horse. Having my breasts exposed on top and the tail still deeply seated and hanging from my legs was an altering experience. I felt like an unsettled beast in heat, standing with my back erect and my head up high. He had already removed a studded leather collar from his bag and was buckling it around my neck. Then, attaching it to its leash, he began cavorting me proudly between the silent pieces of equipment as they scored our scene. I felt like a prized possession, prancing proudly with my master. Surprisingly connected in a new way, together, we gladly took our walk around the winner's circle.